NewsRamp Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast, Wednesday morning, September 2nd, 2026. Quick note, SI-powered delivery, full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Hardik Drug adds Neffen's Nasal Care Family.org. Hardik Drug Company has introduced Neffen's and Regal Nasal Care products at select locations in Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin, offering customers drug-free options for daily nasal hygiene. Developed in Dubuque, Neffen's brings over 40 years of clinical expertise in oral health. CEO Charlie Hardik expressed excitement about this local collaboration, bringing Dubuque-developed products to their shelves. Salon and Spa Galleria expands move-in-ready salon suites to Weatherford TXE on Fort Worth Highway, catering to the growing demand of beauty professionals. The location at 1508 Fort Worth Highway No. 100 offers independent beauty professionals a customizable workspace for hairstylists, barbers, estheticians, nail technicians, lash artists, and wellness providers. For leasing information, contact 817-917-1416 for current salon suite availability.
Atlanta Community Food Bank calls on Georgians to play your part this Hunger Action Month. During Hunger Action Month, the Atlanta Community Food Bank is urging Georgians to play your part. With increased pressure on housing, healthcare, and grocery costs, the food bank is serving 70% more neighbors than in 2022. More than 900,000 people, including 293,000 children, experienced food insecurity in 2024. To help, donate to have your gift matched, volunteer, participate in the 30 Ways in 30 Days Challenge, wear orange, and advocate for policy changes. Hunger Action Month at ACFB.
I'm Ben Craig. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRam Consumer and Lifestyle Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRam curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.